AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. State authorities in Minnesota have launched a probe of one particular episode in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Julie Walker has details.
Officials are investigating the arrest of a Hmong American man by federal officers, including ICE, as a potential case of kidnapping, burglary, and false imprisonment. It happened in St. Paul in January and was caught on camera. Armed agents bashing in Chong Lee Scott Tao's front door. Ramsey County Attorney John Choi says without a warrant, they let him outside in freezing snowy weather in just his underwear with a blanket.
We are not going to let this go.
Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher.
Is that good law enforcement to take an American citizen out of their home and drive them around aimlessly trying to determine what they can tell them?
The Department of Homeland Security refusing to cooperate with this investigation, as well as others, into the killings by federal officers of two U.S. citizens in Minneapolis. I'm Julie Walker.
Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell says he's resigning from Congress amid sexual assault and misconduct allegations. The seven-term lawmaker had been seen as a frontrunner in California's gubernatorial race, but he's also dropped that bid. President Trump says the military has begun a blockade of Iranian ports. Iran's threatening ports across the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman in response. All of it threatens to further undermine global supplies of oil, fertilizer, and food. Speaking at the Brookings Institution in Washington, Finland's President Alexander Stubb.
I think we've all learned that the ramifications of this war are broader than we expected. So the Straits of Hormuz has basically become a de facto nuclear weapon.
President Trump says he will not apologize to Pope Leo for criticizing his opposition to the war in Iran. Leo says his appeals for peace are rooted in the gospel, and he doesn't fear the Trump administration. This is AP News. President Trump's hosting the King and Queen of the Netherlands for dinner tonight. Saka Magani reports he ordered DoorDash for lunch.
Even for a White House that flouts norms, this was a new one. Outside the Oval Office.
I have your DoorDash order for you.
Sharon Simmons was wearing a DoorDash grandma t-shirt as she handed the president two bags of McDonald's.
This doesn't look staged, does it?
It was. Reporters had been urgently summoned to the Oval minutes earlier. The president's been playing up a policy that lets Americans temporarily deduct some federal taxes on tip income.
I saved over $11,000.
Asked if people at the White House tip well.
Yes, very.
The president handed Simmons $100. Sagar Magani at the White House.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.